There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do whenever you get a free moment. We're going to go back to Joy, Joy, help me understand. You have never done online dating?
Well, not really. Not.
What does not really mean, Sugar?
Not so much. Not where I had as much knowledge as I have now.
So you have, but you sort of feel like you need to kind of reboot on this thing.
Well, yeah, and I definitely want to attract a certain type of quality man.
Okay, so tell me what, I got it. All right, so what is your personal ad going to say?
Well,
what are the factors that you're putting in?
Well, the name I thought of, and you're probably going to say, no, was Luscious Duchess, and I thought, no, that's going to attract the wrong
person. Yeah, you sound like a hooker. Yeah, don't do that. No, all right, listen.
So I wanted, to emote something that that says I'm intelligent and I'm beautiful. Also,
okay.
But
how about smarty pants? Although the pants word is, how about Smart Susie or Intelligent Ira or something?
I can try to, look up on the thesaurus and try to find something that would be.
Yeah, but look, understand what you're saying is, it's kind of like you're advertising. Let's move it out of the personal for just a moment. Let's say you have an apartment that you're trying to rent or sell, okay? So what you're going to do is you don't want to mislead somebody, because when they show up, if you say sun-drenched corner unit and it's a dark cellar, I mean, you may attract a lot of people, but no one's going to buy it, because anybody who's interested in a dark cellar, first of all, they're not going to come to that, because that's not what you're saying it is. And anybody who says that they wanted a sun-drenched corner unit is not going to be amused when they find it's a dark cellar. So what you may want to say, if it's a dark cellar, and I'm not saying you're a dark seller, is cozy, quiet nook, okay? Because then you're sort of putting, you're being accurate, but also you're sort of trying to attract people. You don't want to say, I have the world's most depressing apartment for sale. Do you want to come and see it? I mean, somebody might come out of curiosity, but you're really not going to get the people who might be interested in a cozy, quiet nook, right? So you don't want to mislead. You don't want to oversell. And basically what you want to do is have people who come in who are looking for one thing, and then there's more there than they expected. Mm-hmm. So if you say you're beautiful, you're going to affect, you're, in theory, I mean, men are all, I mean, they've all been taught to be visual, and so, but you can hear that by putting up a picture. And what I would do is put up a picture that looks pretty much like you and is attractive, but you actually look better than the picture. Don't put up a picture that looks better than you are, because then you're going to disappoint them, and they're going to write you off. You also don't want to put up something incredibly glamorous, because what you want is a guy who's a nice guy. Let me just give you kind of a brief example. This was someone I actually knew who was a very nice woman. She was not particularly attractive, but she was very bosomy, which we know works for men. And so what she would do, she knew that those were her assets. So she would go to bars in very tight sweaters. She was attractive. What she really wanted, she was a very conventional, very nice woman. She wanted a husband and kids and a white picket fence and a cocker spaniel and a station wagon. She was hanging out in bars in tight sweaters. So what she attracted was predators who were interested in women who drank and who were sexually available and had big breasts. So she was she was advertising herself as exactly the opposite of who she really wanted to attract. And the guy who might be, a real sweetie pie, who was really looking for a wife and a mother to his children and live in the suburbs, was going to be scared off. So what you want to do is make sure, so saying Luscious Duchess, I mean, you're going to get a guy who's saying, wow, is that, does she want a pimp? don't do that. We're not doing luscious dushes. So the fact that you're attractive, I mean, that's great, but that is presumably not your primary focus, because if so, you're going to get a guy who wants arm candy. And arm candy means that he's not going to treat you as a serious person, because what you are is a baby doll. You're going to have to make sure that you keep up the plastic surgery, you keep the weight off, that as you know, gravity is not our friend. That aging is not necessarily going to be something that is going to make us more adorable as we get older, especially from a man's point of view, if you've described yourself as beautiful. So
well, I
would
have to think in terms of what the kind of man I want to attract when I write
it. So what kind of man is going to be attracted to beauty as opposed to the kind of, I mean, I think everybody's attracted to beauty. But is that the primary thing you want to sell? And if so, honey, you're a little long in the tooth in a society that values 20-year-olds. So I wouldn't do that. If you're going to go online, you're going to put a picture up at some point. So just pick an attractive picture. Don't oversell that part. I mean, do you want a man who is a gorgeous man?
I want a high quality man.
What does that mean? That's not a useful term. What does that mean specifically?
Someone who has depth of character and is emotionally available.
Okay, which has nothing to do with how he looks, right?
Right.
I mean, you want someone who's not going to make you gag.
Right.
But, I mean, presumably, if he was short, if he was balding, if he's a little overweight, I mean, those are, if he had a lot of integrity, he was a really sweetie pie, he, you know, was nice to his mother. I mean, I don't know what characteristics we're really talking about here.
Well,
so,
a person who's secure is not going to cheat on their spouse. They're going to take their energy to the relationship, not outside the relationship. And their friends who are afraid of intimacy, and that's what they do.
Well, but look, 50% of women cheat too. So, I mean, I'd be careful you don't write off a whole gender. If 50% of men cheat on their wives, which is about the statistic, 50% don't. So that's all you're looking for is the 50% who don't.
Right, and so I need to advertise myself as somebody that would be someone that they'd want to be committed to.
Well, but presumably they're committed because of your heart and your soul and the fact that you're pretty. Honey, there's always going to be somebody prettier. Always. That isn't how you want to advertise yourself. And men don't stay because a woman is pretty. We know that men who are married to supermodels cheat just as often as anybody else. They're supermodels. It's not part of the equation. And besides, the picture will take care of that. So I don't know why you keep coming back to that. Do you?
So as long as I have a picture that shows how attractive I am, I don't need to write anything about
exactly.
Exactly. Okay, I got it. Okay.
And honey, I think you're making a fatal assumption, to be quite honest. I think you're assuming that men don't cheat on pretty women, and it has almost nothing to do with that.
I know that. It's because they're insecure and they're afraid to be vulnerable. Wait.
There are lots of reasons people cheat. They cheat because they're insecure, because somebody else makes them feel good, because they're feeling ignored. Don't reduce human behavior, something as complicated as cheating. I mean, does a woman cheat because she's insecure? We actually know statistically that men cheat for sex, women cheat for intimacy. So what? Now that we've known that, what you want is somebody who's having a problem in the relationship, instead of cheating, will say, Joy, you know, I need to spend more time with you, or don't flirt with waiters, or why are we not having sex? You want someone, when there's a problem, will deal with it rather than act out. Okay.
Exactly. And the men that I've picked in my life have been men who've been afraid of intimacy.
All right. How do we make sure that a man is comfortable about emotional intimacy?
And that's what I don't know. I don't know what
okay.
they look like.
Well, but they're going to come in different packages. There's not one way to look emotionally available. You want somebody, presumably, who likes women, who treats women as equals, which is why you're much better off advertising your intelligence than your beauty. Because beauty, I mean, you can be a plaything. You want somebody who views you as an equal. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's been July with Rich Dendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Joy, who's saying, how do I find the cool dude? And I'm saying, well, make sure that you're not misleading people in how you present yourself. And I think Luscious Duchess is certainly the textbook way of misrepresenting who you're just not going to get who you want, and it's going to make you very unhappy. So pick a good picture of yourself. Would you date a man who made less money than you did?
Well, that was my last relationship, actually.
So you would?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you date a man who was shorter than you were?
No, that'd be hard.
Why?
I mean, well, I don't know. I guess I would.
You hear. Look, the point is that your ambivalence is going to inform things. That if what you're saying is I want a sweetie pie, does a sweetie pie? Again, let me give you a quick example.
I have to be sexually attracted to the person.
Of course, it's okay. but you're telling me that no short man would ever sexually attract you.
My whole life I've never been attracted to short men.
So what? But you've never had a good relationship either.
That's true.
So maybe you need to let go of part of the assumptions that you're making.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about a friendship, although a friendship is not necessarily a bad place to start, right? Because you may be less prone to posturing with a dude. Like, for example, instead of going on Match.com, what you may want to do is do Meetup, which isn't about dating. It's about hanging out with people that have similar interests. But it would seem to me that you need to make sure that I had a friend who said, well, I want a man who is wildly successful and puts me first. And I said, no, you can have one or the other, but not both. Because men who are wildly successful spend a lot of time at work. They're not going to put you first. They're going to put work first. That's how they become successful. Somebody who puts you first is going to spend more time with you, but probably be less successful because they're spending time with you rather than working weekends. So make sure that you're not asking people to be to sort of contain both things that are mutually exclusive. So here's the deal. If you want some guy who's emotionally available, then what you do is say, I want some guy who'll share his feelings. And on the first date, instead of talking, you don't go to a bar. You maybe go take a walk together. And you talk about things like, tell me about your kids. Tell me about your mom. Tell me about your and you ask those kind of questions and see what he's willing to talk about. Does he ask you questions? Because, I mean, this isn't, as you point out, it's not rocket science. You just have to make sure that you're not just following the same path that you've always trod, because you'll end up with the same results. That be careful about making yourself an object of sexual desire, because sex is easy. I mean, all you have to do is turn him on, all he has to do is turn you on. But then sooner or later, you may want to talk to each other, and that's where you're hitting the wall. Because sex has very little to do, in theory, with emotional intimacy. All it is physical intimacy. And it's very easy, especially as women, for us to mistake the one for the other. And men don't.
The other thing I'm worried about is that my activation, my own background, my insecurity has been activated by men who are also insecure, and I thought that was love, and I don't want that anymore.
Okay.
I really want to be able to fall in love with somebody who is secure in a healthy way.
Okay, but that means
we're not.
They want to fall in love with somebody who's also secure, which means that you got to do your part first.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to make sure that you're not making compromises. And all of us, to a certain extent, do it. It's why I'm convinced that it's much easier to go from friendship to romance than it is romance to friendship. Because with romance, you've already hit the sheets. You're already trying to please somebody. You're already trying to attract them. You're already feeling emotionally committed to them before you know them. So if you know them first, sex becomes relatively easy, and you're going to know that this guy he wants to talk with you about things that you're interested in. And part of what you're interested in is emotions. And so instead of talking about football, because that's what he wants to talk about, you talk about your relationship with your dad, because that's important to you, and you want to know what his relationship with his dad is. And if he says, oh, no, let's talk about football, you know that this is not the dude for you. Or you say to him, listen, here's the deal, that I really want a guy who's comfortable with his own emotions, that can talk with me on the same level of the things I'm interested in. I'm willing to talk about things you're interested in, but this is really the bottom line for me. I want somebody who's emotionally available. The only way that somebody can be emotionally available is if they're comfortable with their own emotions. So I need to be comfortable with mine. You need to be comfortable with yours. But I would, you know, in spite of I know what you called me about, I'd put off the personal ad for a while. I'd do something like Meetup. I do some volunteer activities. And what I would do is decide that you are going to be You're not going to wait for someone to pick you. You're going to talk with people at the grocery store. You're going to talk with people. You're going to take maybe an adult education class. And don't pick the hunk, all right? Because the hunk, which isn't to say that we should all discriminate against really good-looking men, but they've got another agenda, or at least they have a different way that the world's going to relate to them. What you want to do is pick somebody that you think is nice, who has a kind face, who maybe is a little bit shy, but you don't want somebody who's so shy, because shyness can be just self-indulgence of, you know, I'm not going to do any work here because I'm shy. You do all the work. You want somebody who's willing to be a partner with you in the area that's most important to you. So don't start with dating, and don't market yourself as sexy or gorgeous, because neither of those have anything to do with emotional intimacy. And in fact, they're almost counterproductive, which isn't to say I certainly don't want you in a relationship for the long term with somebody that doesn't float your boat. But what you may find is that somebody that you didn't necessarily think was gorgeous to begin with, as you get to know them, just becomes incredibly sexy because you feel close to them. You want to know more about them. They want to know more about you. They appreciate you, and you appreciate them. And in their eyes, it's not that you become a different person. You just, you're allowing yourself by this process of unfolding to be the best you can be. Not the best he wants you to be, not who he wants you to be, but just that you find the fear. You know, I said I've been in Israel, and we went around. I was sitting with a bunch of soldiers, and they said, what does peace mean? And each of them had a different definition. And when they came to me, I said, you have to remember, I'm not a soldier. I'm a therapist. And for me, peace is the, because peace at what price? I mean, I get people all the time who call up and say, well, I don't want to argue because I don't want any aggression. I want things to be peaceable. And I'm saying, yeah, but what are you denying to be able to do that? Peace for me is absence of fear. If you can go into a situation saying, you know what? I'm okay by myself. I would love to have a life partner, but if not, I'm okay. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for somebody that seems to have similar interests, that is likable, that wants to spend some time with me. And I'm not going to talk about football. I'm not going to talk about movies. I'm going to talk about emotions. And if somebody can sort of meet me on that turf, groovy. If not, that's okay. They can go talk about football to somebody else. Put you on hold to make sure you don't have another question. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you didn't have any other questions that you needed me to look at with you.
Well, I think my core value, the most important thing is that I find somebody who has my same core values.
Well, be careful of that, because all you want is, look, if you view relationships as two circles, right, what you want is the focus is the overlap, which is that little tear-shaped thing where the two circles come together.
Okay.
All you care about, you have to remember, men are still going to be men, and they're going to, and anybody you find is going to come from a different background, presumably be a different age, going to be a different sex. So you don't look for somebody who is exactly like you. Just look for somebody who has, pick, you know, two or three things that are crucial to you, and let the rest of them go, because otherwise you're going to be disappointed, and you're going to be angry. And for right now, as I said, if I were you, I wouldn't look. If I were you, what I would do is focus on, you know, there's a woman who called me about, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and she said, she was about your age, said, you know, I can't find anybody. And I said, look, if I told you that 10 years from today, you were going to find the love of your life, you're going to be insanely happy for the rest of your life, could you figure out something to do for the next decade? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, assume that, because it's either true or not true. And the best way to find the person who will be compatible with you is to be the person that you're going to be, that you can sustain. And if you don't want to find, which is why you don't want to find somebody when you're in trouble, when you're depressed, when you're sick, when you've just come off a trauma, because you're going to change. You want to get out of that. And so if you find somebody in that circumstance, then that's the person they're going to be attracted to. And what changes, either you're going to have to go back to that unhappy time, or the relationship will fall apart. So you want to find somebody when you don't need anybody, when it's just a choice, when your life is going swimmingly well. And you can do that. You can do that for yourself. The person finding you and finding compatibility is going to be, you know, is going to be kind of a, you know, it's like finding the right apartment or the right dress or the right recipe or the right anything. It's going to be a little bit of happenstance, a little bit of change. So just be the person you want to be. And like Gloria Steinem said, we become the men we wanted to marry. Just become the woman that you think a man will be attracted to, because that's who you are. And then don't worry about it. I mean, do the things. It sounds like you're healthy. It sounds like you have enough jingle in your genes to be able to do a lot of things you want to do. It sounds like you are relatively confident. And sure, it'd be nice to have a partner, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a life partner. It doesn't necessarily have to be a man. It doesn't have to be somebody you're sexually attracted to. Run your life. You'll be fine. But I would suggest, don't put yourself on house arrest, and do things that you genuinely enjoy doing, because when we're doing things we genuinely enjoy doing, we're our best selves. Go be your best self.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
When you're ready to do a personal ad, which I would suggest you wait at least till the end of the year, call me and I'll help you write the personal ad. But no Luscious Duchess. All right?
Yeah, I got that. Okay, got it.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
All right. Okay.
855-993-7569. Guess who I ran into at breakfast this morning? Dum, dum, dum. Carlos Santana, who did the national anthem at the Warriors game, and then they won. So there you go. Very nice man. Went up to him, and we just sort of. My brother's here, as I said, and he is. My brother is adorable but balding, and he has this hat that's got like fake hair coming out of it. And he said, "I'm going to wear it because it says San Francisco." I said, "You are not. You are not going to wear that." So I convinced him not to. All righty, Tracy, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I called you, I think on Tuesday, about my pokey daughter.
Right. Your eight-year-old daughter, right.
Yes, that's right. So I was calling back to let you know that your advice worked like a charm.
Woo! All right, tell me what you did. I mean, that's wonderful. Thank you for calling back. All right, so the idea was that we've got an eight-year-old who is a reader. She'd read on the John in the morning, then she'd have her parents waiting for her. And I said, you know, you got to stop doing this. It's just, it's too powerful for her. It makes everybody unhappy in the morning. So tell me what you did and tell me what happened.
So I did exactly what you said, which was essentially to have her make a list of the things that she wanted and of some of the tasks that she could commit to do.
Right.
So there were only two things on her list that she wanted. One was books, and
okay.
The other thing are these little toys that she wanted to get.
Okay.
So then I said, could you write down some of the tasks that you will be doing? And one of them included being on time in the morning.
Whoa.
You know, as I
No, wait a minute. She came up with that on her own?
Yeah, she did.
Yay. And so it's not like she was unaware. Right?
No, and it was that morning, that was the reason why I called you that afternoon, because that morning was the one, like, I can't keep waiting for you anymore. So she knew that this was an issue. So things like, you know, she was going to take the trash out, she was going to be on time. I think some of the other things were make sure her bed was done, and I can't remember the other thing. I think it was setting the table for dinner.
Okay.
So I said, great, you know, we'll get this going and we'll start putting points for you and we'll do all this. And so the next morning, you know, I got the, and also the other thing was getting to bed on time, because a lot of the time she goes to bed and so then I said to her, you know what, I can give you a kiss now, or, you know what, if you are ready on time for bed, then we can tuck you in. So what I told her, I said, if not, if you're not ready on time, you'll tuck yourself in. She was flabbergasted. Her mouth hit the floor. I told her, you'll have to tuck yourself in. So even, you know, so the last couple of nights, the night before, the very first night that we tried it, she said she would commit to the garbage. And I said, well, okay, you committed to the garbage, but also the time for bed. So she's like rushing to get the garbage done. I've never seen her run so fast in my life. So she's rushing and then she's screaming, come on, I'm ready for bed. So anyway, and then the next morning, it was yesterday morning, we were on time. She was waiting for me. And then this morning, again, she was even earlier. I couldn't believe when she called me to say, oh, can you come and do my hair for me? And I was like, she's ready already? Oh, my gosh.
Tracy, it's terrific. Well, great. All right. And let me add that part of what we talked about. Let me just fill in a little bit. That this is a kid who has no problems being on time at school. Then I said, well, look, it's because there are kids who have attention issues sometimes who are going to, but it will be ubiquitous, it'll be across the board. So the point was that Tracy's daughter was only pokey at the house, and that she had, so there's this, what we call secondary gain. There was something that was working for her here. So Tracy, instead of punishing her, we know punishment doesn't work. It really, every study ever done says punishment doesn't work. So what we need to do is ignore the bad behavior and reinforce positive behavior out the wazoo. But the trick to that is you have to make clear what the positive behavior is, and there has to be some reward for that. And what I suggested was an allowance, but Tracy's worked out a point system. At some point, you may want to move that into money just because it's easier, but it sounds like it's working beautifully. And clearly, I mean, the fact is that your daughter was aware of it, that she had all this kind of stuff, that she has a new plan, and that, I mean, presumably not only are you happier and your husband happier, but you got a happier kid. That she now understands exactly, and you may want to put in some extra things, and because she's very likely to come up with it, so you may want to be prepared, where if she does extra things, or she's extra early, or she, whatever, there's a reward, that there is a particular benefit to doing that. But it sounds terrific, and I think you did a great job on it, she did a great job on it, so kudos to you both.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joy. Like I said, it worked like magic in terms of being able to. I wanted to call you today because today is her last day of school, and then we start camp on Monday, so she's already into it, so she knows she's going to have to be on time as well. So I just was saying, even my husband was saying, it's working like a charm. I'm like, absolutely.
This is the same joy, the divine part, right? All right, let me add one other thing, which you may want to think about, and this is absolutely a personal thing, but you may want to say, for example, on making her bed, that it's her room, and that if she wants to make the bed, that's fine. If she doesn't, I mean, you may want to put something on that's kind of ollie-ollie home free. But for right now, I'd probably leave it alone just because, and maybe have, you know, maybe in a week or so, sort of just have, you know, how does this working? Is there anything you want to add? Whatever. Okay? But good for you. Yay! Wait a minute. Yay. Here, let's see if we can do this. Whoops, let's see. My pleasure. See, I knew sooner or later that bell would come in handy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to TryPlated.com. TryPlated.com. That's TryPlated.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All righty. I'm not going to start something brand new this hour because we're in the last segment of this hour, but I do have a whole other hour to go with you folks. So, feeling, as I said, I thought we would do, what I intended to do is, you know, sort of I'm mad as hell, and we have a bunch of stories, so I'll start off that next hour, and you're, as you hear, always welcome to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. So I thought, how about an email here? What do you think, Trev?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. So, Carrie writes, I need your help. I am a mom to two boys. My cousin and I were raised like sisters. She is married with two girls. They call me Aunt Carrie. We were all very close. Since the oldest was born, she is 9, my cousin hits her daughters. She doesn't beat them, she doesn't leave bruises, but she hits them with wooden spoons, slaps across the face. I've talked to her many times. She is a Girl Scout leader, a school volunteer, and everything looks perfect, but it isn't. Her husband just allows it. Last week they were playing at my house, and the youngest kept asking the same question over and over, so she slapped her across the face. My husband says I have to let it go or I'm going to ruin my relationship with her. At this point, she is not invited to my house anymore. I haven't said that to her. I'm limiting phone conversation, but she is noticing. Her daughters are perfect, well-behaved, and beautiful, and she is ruining them. Please help with advice.
Okay. This is a tricky issue, isn't it? Let me just give you sort of two perspectives on it, maybe three, because I always start with two and end up with three. I said a couple of years ago, I was in the village, and a woman was at an ATM, and she was a very large woman, and she was yelling at her kid and hitting him. And it was it was a part of the West Village, so there was a fairly large gay population of men who were surrounding this, and it was clear there was about to be a disaster, that they were going to call the cops on her. And listen, once you know about the system, taking a kid away from a mom is treacherous. I mean, if it's absolutely necessary, then you do it, but it's not highly to be valued, number one. Number two, that if the cops didn't, which they probably would not, then when that kid goes home, the kid is in great jeopardy at that moment. So I could see the situation about to spiral out of control. So I went up to, and this woman was very large, and I'm tall, but I'm not large. And I went up, and I literally stood in her personal space, and I said, "May I help you?" Now, this woman is furious and yelling and big, and she just ignored me for a minute. And I said, may I help you? And she finally turned around, and everybody, including me, thought she was going to just deck me. And I just stood my ground and just said again, "May I help you?" So what do you want? And I said, "Well, you know, this seems like a situation where you're having kind of a hard time and your kid's having a hard time. I just thought maybe there's something I could do to help." And it doesn't really make any difference how long this went on, and it did go on for a while. But basically, what I did was just kind of defuse the situation without sort of judging her. And so the crowd dispersed because I could see that this was about to escalate into just a disaster no matter how you looked at it. I said, "You know, it's a hot day and kids get cranky. You know, what can I do to help you here?" And, you know, I don't have any sort of illusions. I don't know that it was a long-term solution, but at least avoided the immediate problem. And I actually gave her a phone number to call. I said, "You know, when your kid's driving you crazy, here's a phone number to call where you can talk with somebody." So the idea being that, because all of us sort of want to intervene in a situation, and I think sort of yelling at somebody is going to escalate the problem. Making somebody feel stupid or is not going to work. So, and I hear that this is your cousin, and you really care about her. So what I would do, rather than boycotting her, because if the deal is that she is out of control, well, there's one of two things that's true. Either this is how she was raised, so it's unthinking on her part. She's not even viewing it as being out of control. It's just kids are bad. This is what we do. Or she's out of control. Either way, cutting yourself off from her because it sounds like you're an important resource in her life is not, I mean, it makes you feel better, except it won't, because what you'll do is fantasize about what's going on, you'll worry about the girls, and she's now lost a resource, a way of maybe either getting rid of some of her anxieties or learning a different behavior. So here's what I would do. I would call her up and say, "Listen, you may have noticed that I've been kind of cold to you lately, and let me tell you what it is. I love you as you're my sister. I love your kids almost as much as I love my own, and you know, I've been reading these studies, and if I were you, I'd go online. You're going to be able to find gobs of studies that say hitting kids just doesn't work, that there are societies in which hitting kids has now become a felony. You can actually be put in jail for it because people feel so strongly that physical intimidation, first of all, your kids will do it, and my guess is that Uncle George did it to you or whatever. You can fill in any blanks here you want." So I was thinking of two things. First of all, I wanted to explain to you why I was feeling so upset, because I love you, and I hate, you know, my perception of you. I respect you. I love you. I view you as this generous, loving soul, this great mom. And when you hit your kid, it just shattered my belief in you and your goodness, because I know you're a good person. So one of two things is true. Either this was something you were taught, or you're out of control. If you're out of control, let's figure out ways to make you feel safer, that where you walk away from your kids, where you call me up and I'll come and pick up your kids. But I also noticed this course, and I'm sure they still have them, called Parent Effectiveness Training, PET. And they used to be out of Unitarian churches. If they let me just go online and make sure that they still exist. How about my treat? We go and take it together, because you know, I think it's different ways of dealing with kids when they're out of control. And I would really love, let's do parent effectiveness training. Parent effectiveness training. Here we go. So we could both learn how to be better parents, because I just, you know, you're my hero, you're my role model, I love you, and it just breaks my heart to see this happening, because I know that you're better than that, and I know, so that's what I would do, is I would take her out, and understand, she may or may not, this approach is called the sandwich approach, which is if you're going to be critical of somebody, that you make sure that you sandwich it with how much you value them, the positive, because it's a lot easier for us to hear that kind of thing. All right, parent effectiveness training, there's got it's been around for 40 years. If you go online, there's a book, which I wouldn't suggest. I think I would suggest a course rather than a book. So go online and you'll see where they have a training course. All right. So there you go. All right. It really does work. It really does teach everybody better ways of dealing with our kids, why they behave that way, what our options are when we deal with them. So tell her how much you admire her, how much you love her, how much you love her kids, and why you've been kind of cold to her, is that it just kind of shattered your sense of who she was. And you would like to either offer her some emotional support, because she may be going through stuff that you just don't know about, and also that you'd like to take the course together. It's Parent Effectiveness Training. Go check it out online. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A+ Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.